took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I'm here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to tackle the issues of your daily life with biblical perspective to empower you to victorious living. So join us. Save the date, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. You can call in at 323-470-4180 or go to our website at feeldfire.com. That is F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Each day, we focus on a new topic, and at the end of each broadcast, I assign you a daily task. So our topic for this morning is love speaks in meekness. Love speaks in or through meekness. For this entire week, which is the first week of February, we have been dealing with love because February is that month of love. And every day we focused on love from a different perspective. On Monday, it was what's love got to do with it. And on Tuesday, we focused on Jesus loves me, this I know. Yesterday, we focused on fight for what you love. And today, we'll focus on love speaks through meekness. And our scripture comes from Galatians 6, verses 1 through 2. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, everything that's going on my website, and that is www.feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to Galatians 6, 1 and 2, and I am reading from the KJV. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. What's our topic for this morning? Say it with me. Love speaks through meekness, or love speaks in meekness. Today and yesterday, last week, last month, and last year, tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year, you will have the opportunity to speak into someone's life. You will have the opportunity to help restore somebody from a sinful status or from a fault, an inappropriate behavior, unbecoming conduct. You won't have to look for it. But as you go throughout your regular routine, whether it's on your job, whether it's with your friends, whether it's with your family, or even your own persona, somebody will say something that they shouldn't say, will do something that they should not do, will behave in a way that is unseemly. And you being that Christian light, that Christian fixture will have the privilege of displaying the love of Christ as you try to bring them back into a rightful position, rightful conduct, rightful wording, rightful frame of mind, a Christian heart. And the way or the methodology that you use to do it will make all of the difference. It will be what determines the outcome as to whether that person's soul is restored, renewed, and regenerated, or whether you turn them away from Christ. So I want to remind you this morning that the way you approach a person, the way I approach a person, the way we as Christians speak to people when we're trying to edify them, reprimand them, chastise them, will have an impact far beyond just the words you say. So I want to talk to you for a minute here on how to go to someone about something that's wrong in a spirit of love. Because the word just told us, the rule to remember is that you are not perfect. Because it said, consider yourself when you go to someone else, lest you find yourself in that same situation. Or maybe you've already been in that same situation. So you have to be so careful about jumping on that soapbox of Christian superiority when your life is full of skeletons, when my closet is full of skeletons. So just because now God has delivered you and God has delivered me and brought us into his marvelous light doesn't mean that we get to go to people with such a superior, egotistical, narcissistic air that it's like we were Mother Teresa. So the first thing that you do when you have to go to someone about something they've done wrong is remember that the purpose is to restore the soul, not to assassinate their character. The purpose is to let the person leave your encounter or your presence better than they came in, not to leave you feeling suicidal because you have tongue-lashed their every being. You have destroyed their character to where there is no escape and they are doomed to hell. And I will be very transparent here. When I first got saved, I used to be that kind of person. Lord knows, if I came walking down the street, I am not joking, in my neighborhood when I would come home to visit, Lord, the people, if they had a beer, they hid the beer cans. They'd be sitting outside in the yard. They hid the beer cans. They straightened up because here I come. And I wasn't just coming to say, good morning, how are you? Oh, Lord, I was going to preach that sermon. I was going to preach it and let them know every sin they had done, how they were going to hell. I praise the Lord that the people loved me so much and respected my life so much that they would sit there and listen to me respectfully. But it was so crazy that my son, who's now 20, they called him preacher because at 3 and 4, he was going around preaching to everybody, you're going to hell. If he saw my brother come, whatever he felt like my brother was doing, he said, you're going to hell, Unc. If he saw my aunt, my sister come, you're going to hell, aunt. And they would say, AJ, don't start with that today. So that's all I knew to do. On Halloween, you know, the children be coming by trick-or-treating. When they hit my yard, they had to say, hallelujah night, hallelujah night. They would come to the door, and they had to quote me a scripture to get their candy. And I know some of you who are listening are saying, oh, my God, she was crazy. But the great thing is, you know, I can still go home today. These people will call me to pray for them, love them, because they knew my heart. However, there was still a better way for me to accomplish what I was trying to accomplish. My son just laughed the other day about how I would respond to people at Christmas. If we were in the store and they saw my son, you know, he's a kid, they would say, what's Santa Claus going to bring you for Christmas? I would immediately interrupt, look them straight in the eyes and say, Santa Claus? Santa Claus don't bring him nothing for Christmas. Jesus brings his presents. So my son was laughing about this the other day. So I'm telling you that sometimes we can become so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good in knowing how to witness to people, how to draw people, how to edify people. And God doesn't want us to be that way. It needs to be to a point that when we see somebody doing wrong, we say, you know what? That could have been me, or that used to be me. That could be my children, my nephew in that situation. And if it was me, how would I want someone to approach me to deal with that situation? Would I want them to call me names, tell me I'm stupid, point out all of my sins? Or would I want them to say, sister or brother, hey, I have something that I'd like to share with you if it's okay. And then they say, okay. Then you start off, I saw this particular thing, and I used to be there, and I just wanted to discuss it with you. But I want you to understand that I'm not trying to judge you. I'm not trying to say that, you know, you need my instruction, because I understand you're an adult, or because I know you're a good kid. I just know that this is something that happened in my life, and I want to discuss it with you and see what you feel about what I say. That's how you approach people, with a spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. So let's go into prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Begin to praise the Lord that even now he is developing within you a spirit of meekness, not weakness, not being timid, but of meekness. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We magnify you and we glorify your name on this beautiful Thursday morning. It is another day that you have given us. We could not even have awakened without you breathing the breath of life into us this morning. Father, help us to exemplify love in meekness. Help us to show love in meekness. Help us to exemplify being a light through meekness. Help us to always remember that every time we see a soul that's in sin or that's out of alignment, it is a privilege that you allowed us, me, this listener, that listener, to be the ambassador, the opportunity to be your ambassador, not to be your dictator, not to come in and be the judge, but to be the ambassador of Christ to help win or restore a soul. Oh, it's such a privilege when you feel that I'm worthy of being able to be used that way. The listeners are worthy. So help us to go to people in love, to be quick to teach, to be patient, to remember that every time we're speaking to someone about their sins, there's a mirror looking right back at us about our own. Help us today to be a soul winner, to speak to our families, our significant others, our children, on our job, our coworkers, our bosses, our friends, even our enemies, in love today. Edify with meekness. Reprimand with meekness. Chastise with meekness. Restore with meekness. Always considering ourselves that it could be us. For those of, in Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord today that you will exemplify love through meekness. For those of you listening who are not saved, who need to rededicate, maybe you've heard yourself in today's broadcast and you know that you are not meek, that you have a brash tongue, that you have a toxic mentality. You need to rededicate this morning. Let's do so right now. Just repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come this morning in the name of Jesus. I ask forgiveness of all my sins. I repent of all my sins. I ask you to be my Savior, or I ask you, Lord, I rededicate myself to you now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I confess that I am saved. In Jesus' name, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. Say amen and begin to praise the Lord. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church, that you get engaged in the church services, that you are attending Bible study. If you're already saved and you rededicated, I want you to go back and find out where you got off the path so that you can make sure you don't allow yourself to go back that way again. I love every one of you. Let me give the announcement. Praise the Lord. I'm feeling the spirit this morning. And then we will go. I will assign the task. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast. I want you to make sure that you are tuned in every morning, Monday through Friday, at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I gave the wrong phone number earlier. It's 323-870-4180. If you can't remember that number, just go to the website at feelthefire.com, because it's very important that you don't just feed your body, but that you feed your soul every morning. The website is feelthefire.com. If you miss the broadcast for any particular day, I post this broadcast after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website. You can go back and hear it, as well as prior broadcasts on our Morning Motivation page. And that website is feelthefire, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. If you're trying to contact my law office, that is call rossywilliams.com. R-A-W-S-I is how you spell my name. Now, our task for today is that I want you to consciously restore someone today through a spirit of meekness. And you won't have to look for it, because it's all around you. But today, I want you to edify somebody, uplift somebody, restore somebody, or win a soul. You can do one or all, but you must display and do this through a spirit of meekness. When you finish with them, they should be able to thank you or tell you, "I appreciate that," because you approach them the right way versus getting upset. You'll know by how they respond to you. We are ambassadors of Christ. Display your love through meekness for today. I will see you in the morning. It's Feel the Fire Friday tomorrow. Come on, let's get ready and let's save some souls. Hallelujah. Play love.